Welcome, everyone, to the sixth Loser Town Today podcast, which is more or less a bi-weekly event. I'm Steven.
And I'm Steve.
And we're Anime Train. I want to start off today by talking a little bit about Walmart. Walmart is, one of those companies that people really love or they really hate. And critics say that, they drive out competition, they cause job loss, and they depress wages, not only here, but around the world in developing countries. And proponents say that they benefit consumers, by delivering low-cost goods and creating jobs. Now, I was always an opponent of Walmart. I felt that they targeted small towns and they just wiped out local businesses. If you were a small business owner, you simply could not compete with the buying power of a huge company like Walmart. Some people say, these small businesses, they need to adapt then. They need to come up with ways to justify higher prices, like, providing personal services or whatever. I mean, that's true, but, I think that can only go so far. If I'm looking for a hammer, I don't need services. You don't need a lesson on how to use a hammer. You know how to use a hammer, so you just want to buy the hammer. So people don't, go to a local hardware store when they can get it, way cheaper at Walmart. So small businesses, I think, really have absolutely no chance. And looking at the position of the suppliers from China, because Walmart is such a big market, these suppliers are forced to give in to whatever Walmart demands. Walmart can basically dictate whatever price they want to buy. And these suppliers, they can't just risk losing a customer and say, well, we're not going to sell it to you at this price. So they cave in and they cut costs any way they can. So do you think Walmart really cares about the working conditions of some factory in China? Or do you think they care about the effects they have when they move in to a small town in America? I don't think so. I think they only care about money. The love of money is the root of all evil. That is the truest statement ever in the history of mankind. So anyway, I've always held that position that Walmart was, basically evil. Then one day someone told me that, there's a Walmart not too far from here. It's just go north up on 270. So I went there just to see. And it was very crowded. And it looked like a United Nations meeting with, just about every different nationality in there. And I started looking around at the prices and the stuff they had. And honestly, I was shocked. The prices are very, very inexpensive. Much lower than at other stores. And I think on that day, I ended up buying a toolbox and some tools. I needed them. And the toolbox was something like $2.50. It was made in Israel or something. And I also bought a small 10-piece tool kit. Your basic stuff. A wrench, screwdriver, that kind of thing. And that was, I think, under $9. Now, I think at Home Depot, they had something similar, but it cost $15. So that's a big difference. And these are everyday prices, mind you. They're not sale prices. I think later on I went again to Walmart to buy some grape juice. Because, I'm trying to eat healthy now. I'm drinking grape juice and I'm also eating nuts so I can, cut out the bad fats and replace them with healthy fats. Well, at Giant Food, Welch's grape juice costs $4.47. At Walmart, I think it's $3.29 or something like that. And their own Sam's Club brand is only $2, less than $2. So I tried the Sam's Club brand, and it tastes practically the same as Welch's grape juice. Now you compare this to the Giant Food brand of grape juice, which is a little under $3 when it's not on sale. And it's not bad, but it's not the same. You can tell the difference between the Giant Food generic grape juice and Welch's. And as far as a can of mixed nuts goes, when they're on sale, you can get a 10-ounce can for something like $2.99. And, you know, that could be at the drugstore or Giant Food or whatever. And that's when they're on sale. But at Walmart's, you can get a 17-ounce can of mixed nuts for $3.77. Again, that's the regular price. And these are the, you know, the fancy mixed nuts that have macadamia nuts and, you know, all those other kind of nuts. So now I'm conflicted. I'm pretty frugal by nature, and I just can't ignore the savings you get when you go to Walmart. And now I'm starting to feel a little guilty. I mean, you see all these people who shop at Walmart, and it's pretty clear that they don't have a high income, most of them. And so you can't deny the benefits that Walmart brings to people who do not have a high income. Because every penny counts. So what are you going to do? You know, you're going to say that, you know, these people shouldn't shop at Walmart, and also cheap bastards like myself shouldn't shop at Walmart. So that's basically where I am now. I'm conflicted. I mean, I disagree with how they get those cheaper prices, but I guess maybe I'm a slave to money like everybody else. What do you think, Steve? What about you? Well, you know, I've never really had a problem with conscience. I just go wherever the lowest price is. Really? Yeah. I mean, I believe in survival of the fittest. I don't see the point of someone complaining that what the other person doing is unfair. If you see something happening and you know it's going on, then change your tactics. Do something else. It's like standing outside and you have rain clouds. You know the rain is coming, so instead of going inside and getting an umbrella, you just stand there and complain while you get wet? Doesn't make sense to me. Well, okay, so you tell me, what should a small business owner do when a Walmart rolls into his town? Beats me, I don't know. I didn't say I had the answer. But you know what? I think Walmart should get into the oil business. Yeah. You know, I wonder what kind of effect they'd have on gas prices if they actually did that. Okay. Moving on to our next topic. Buying your first guitar. You know, this is another topic that makes a lot of people conflicted. It's a question you see over and over again posted on Usenet. So, you know, here's our take on it. My first rule is go to a music store and try out the guitar for yourself. I know this is hard for a beginner, because when you're a beginner, you're afraid to go to the music store. You're afraid of looking stupid. You're not sure what to do. You're not sure what to look out for. And you end up walking around looking at all the guitars, wondering if a salesperson is actually going to go over and help you. And you're embarrassed. You're embarrassed because you don't know how to play, and you see this 10-year-old kid wailing away like Eddie Van Halen. But you know what? Nobody cares that you're at the store. They don't know you. You know, they're not going to think, oh, you know, hey, I remember this guy. He was so stupid, he didn't know how to pick out a guitar. Nobody cares. So you might as well just do it. It's really for your own benefit. We've all been there. I've been there before, first time. I know you're nervous. It's hard to do. Now, part of that is because the beginner always wants someone to tell them what to do, what to get. You know, they're a beginner and they say, what guitar should I buy? And they want somebody to say, buy this one. That way there's no doubt in their mind. They don't second guess themselves. But really, you owe it to yourself to do it. And the reason why I say you should go into a store, it's not because of quality issues. I think nowadays, all new guitars, even the ones that are, you know, like $100, they're pretty decent in quality. So it's not like you're going to buy a $100 guitar and it turns out to be a piece of unplayable crap that the neck is warped or the tuners are shot or whatever. Remember, I'm talking about new guitars, not used guitars that have been abused. So I don't think you should go into a store to try to pick a guitar based on quality issues, but just to feel the different guitars, because the guitars out there, they're just different. Some are heavy, some are light, some have fat necks, some have thin necks, some have wide necks, some have narrow necks. I mean, also, do you like the feel of a rosewood fretboard? Or do you like the feel of a maple fretboard? They do feel different. Now, of course, if you're an absolute beginner, where you, you know, when you don't know any chords at all, it's hard to go in and try out a guitar because you're just sitting there with a guitar in your lap and you don't know what to do. It's hard to figure out the differences in how a guitar feels if, you know, you can't even